Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Does the secular left really hate Jesus? Well, according to Matt Barber, they do. His new book, Hating Jesus, The American Left's War on Christianity. We're going to be talking to him today. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the author of Hating Jesus, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel.
You know, Matt, I must admit that title has certainly got my attention at first, and I'm sure many others as well. What was your motivation, and how did you come up with that title, Hating Jesus?
Yeah, well, Holly, you know, and a lot of people have asked that because it is it's a shocking, it's jarring, it really grabs your attention. I've had a lot of people say that.
I'm like, did he lose his salvation or what?
You know? Yeah, well, I wish I could take credit for the title and for the concept behind it, but I can't. The concept comes from Christ himself. I mean, he talks about throughout the New Testament that, we will be hated not because of who we are, but because of who we are in him. We will be hated because they first hated him. You think of John 15:20 says, remember what I told you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also. So that's kind of what was behind the title, is the reality that they will hate us. And we see that happening in today's more and, we're moving more and more in an anti-Christian way here in the United States. We see that becoming manifest.
And why did you feel that was so important to put that in print?
Well, because this secular leftist hatred for Christ plays out in all of the different institutions in our culture today. We see it in the halls of Congress. We see it in public policy and in the legislation that we see being passed and pushed. Obamacare, trying to force people to violate God's laws and God's rules and become complicit, for instance, in abortion, homicide. We see it playing out in entertainment where, really in this culture today, the only people left, other than maybe police officers, that are a fair target of the ire of the community at large are Christians, because we hold firm to biblical principles on marriage, on life, on family, and all of these things, timeless, transcendent, immutable principles. We are hated if we, refuse to conform to the world and the changing times.
Well, you've got a number of chapters in this book, 21 chapters. You start off with the attacks on American Christians, and you move down through Christians, no job for you, eat at your own risk. I can imagine what that's about. Supporting sexual normalcy threatens your life. You talk about what happens to the bakers and the wedding cake makers and other kinds of assaults on our religious freedom, from the LGBTQI, as you mentioned in here, agenda, from abortion, from other just atheistic assaults on our religious freedom.
Yeah, and we start out, I had some help with research on this from Paul Hare. He's a national security expert, a friend of mine from Chicago. He's an author, a writer, and he did some quite a bit of research on this. But we wanted to establish the foundation here that we're in fact a Christian nation. And by that, do we mean a theocracy? No, of course not. However, we laid out the irrefutable historical realities that we read so much about from, for instance, friends like our mutual friend David Barton, Matt, with Wall Builders. And we quote him and point out how it was very clear that the founding fathers held dear the principles within the Judeo-Christian Bible. They weren't all a bunch of theists or deists, as the secular left tries to say, or even atheists, and they did not want to create a secular society as we have become today that is hostile to Christian principles. They embraced Christian principles, and in fact, our entire Constitution is founded on the organic law and the Declaration of Independence that is built on the Christian principle that we are all endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, that these rights come to us from God, not from government. Well, the secular left wants to flip that upside down and say it comes from secular government, not from God, and that being a secular nation, as they want to revise history to suggest, that we must push Christianity and, by extension, Christians to the far margins of society.
Well, on pages 12 and 13, you actually quote from an interchange between Chief Justice Roy Moore on CNN with Chris Cuomo. And Chief Justice Roy Moore says that our rights come from God. They don't originate from the Constitution. That's what the Declaration of Independence says. And Cuomo says, our laws do not come from God, Your Honor, and you know that. They come from man. And Moore says, well, let me ask one question. Let me ask you one question, Chris. Is the Declaration of Independence law? Cuomo says, you would call it organic law as a basis for future laws of it. He goes on to talk about this, and Cuomo comes back and says, our rights do not come from God. That's your faith. That's my faith. But that's not our country. Our laws come from collective agreement and compromise. Now, he obviously hasn't read the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence clearly says, and you've got it in here, that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that government are these governments are instituted among men to protect these pre-existing God-given liberties. So the Declaration of Independence is listed, by the way, in the United States Code, not Chief Justice Roy Moore, but in the United States Code,
right,
as
right.
part of the organic laws.
Right.
Yeah, and neither has Chris Cuomo clearly read the Federalist Papers or the multiple writings of our founding fathers, whose number one source that they refer back to in talking about law and public policy and government and the Constitution. What's the number one source, Matt? You know this. The Bible, the most frequently quoted by our founding fathers document, but with not even a close second.
There's not even a close second to that either.
No, so Chris Cuomo.
It would be really shocking to people to realize what those charts are. There's not even a close second. It's in a category all by itself.
So he personifies here his ignorance, that his embarrassing ignorance that he showed on CNN here. That's what many people, that's the that we're kids are being taught in the indoctrination centers that we call public schools today. Total historical revisionism that is not rooted in fact. And isn't it ironic? I quote Chief Justice Roy Moore, who is rooted in history, is rooted in the rule of law. And isn't it ironic that he is now represented by Liberty Counsel,
right,
and is
defending
under attack for those principles and for standing on the rule of law? That goes back to the title, Hating Jesus, the American Left's War on Christianity. He's a Christian. He's rooted in the rule of law. So he represents a microcosm of the larger culture war that we see happening.
Well, I think, that really is an illustration of the book, Hating Jesus, with the subtitle, The American Left's War on Christianity. It's very clear, it's indisputable, that the Founding Fathers and the Declaration of Independence was written no less than by Thomas Jefferson, sometimes a hero of the left, but they don't really understand what he really believed. But Thomas Jefferson drafted it, but he also says that the Declaration of Independence was a reflection of the American mind. It wasn't his idea, that our rights come from God. And Chris Cuomo, as your book points out, and that's just one example, that is the war on Christianity. That is the war against Jesus. That's what we're facing, and that's what your book's about.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I'm trying to get the message out here. We want to set the record straight. For instance, in those early chapters, pointing out that how all of the original 13 colonies, 12 of them at least, had official state Christian denominations. So as you know, the left has twisted the meaning of the First Amendment and the words of Thomas Jefferson in the letter to the Danbury Baptists, a wall of separation between church and state. They flipped it upside down to mean the exact opposite of what it meant. So the book is chock full of the historical facts, where we are, and what we can do about it.
I mean, it's easy. You just go back and look at some of the quotes of our founding fathers and their love and respect for God and saying that the Bible is the foundation for this country and we cannot be without religion. And it's just very evident where their beliefs were.
Well, I encourage you to get the book. We have it on our website at lc.org. You can go to our online store. It is fresh off the printing presses. Matt Barber, and it's called Hating Jesus, the American Left's War on Christianity. It is well documented, begins by what this country was founded upon, and then talks about point by point all the different attacks on our faith and freedom, particularly our Judeo-Christian faith. You need to be aware of what's taking place and then stand for freedom, stand for truth, stand for Jesus. This is our time. This is a time, although we face difficult moments, we were born for such a time as this, and it's at these kinds of difficult times where God can even be more greater, magnified through his people. The book is Hating Jesus, the American Left's War on Christianity.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.